സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ചാപ്റ്റർ 7 ശ്ലോക 19. ബഹൂനാം
ജന്മനാമന്തേ
ജ്ഞാനവാന് മാം
പ്രപദ്യതേ
വാസുദേവഃ സർവമിതി സമഹാത്മാ സുദുർലഭഃ. ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദിസ് ബർത്ത് ഈസ് വെരി റെയർ. ബഹൂനാം ജന്മനാം അന്തേന, ബഹൂനാം മീൻസ് മെനി ജന്മാസ്. ബഹൂനാം ജന്മനാം അന്തേ മീൻസ് അറ്റ് ദ എൻഡ് ഓഫ് മെനി ജന്മാസ്. ജ്ഞാനവാൻ മാം പ്രപദ്യത്തെ, വെരി റെയർലി പീപ്പിൾ കം ടു നോ മൈ റിയൽ നേച്ചർ. വെരി റെയർലി ആഫ്റ്റർ സോ മെനി ജന്മാസ് വൺ ക്യാൻ ബിക്കം എ ജ്ഞാനി വൈസ് പേഴ്സൺ. Becoming a wise person, Jnanavan, Mam Prapadyate Nar. Ultimate goal is myself for such a person. Nothing else for him or for her. I am the ultimate goal for the person. Therefore he says, Vasudevaha Sarvamiti. What type of commitment he is having, such a person? Rarely a person comes to me after so many janmas. What is his attitude? What is his mental status? Such a person who is seeing the God alone is my ultimate goal, such a person looks at me, Vasudevaha Sarvam iti. Everything is Vasudeva only. Everything is Vasudeva alone. That is his attitude towards everything. What do you mean by Vasudevaha? Vasati iti Vasu, Divyati iti Devaha. Generally, Vasudevaha means immediately what comes in our mind. Vasudeva putraha, Devaki putraha, Vasudevaha comes. But that is not the meaning here. Vasati means sadrupena vasati, iti vasu. As an existent principle, he looks at the Bhagavan as an existent principle, vasati. Then devaha means divyati iti devaha, chaitanya rupena. Div means chaitanyam, prakasham, sentience, consciousness. So vasu means existence, satrupam. Devaha means chidrupam, consciousness. So Vasudevaha means satyam jnanam, sadrupam chidrupam, existent consciousness principle alone is Bhagavan. Vasudevaha sarvam iti, everything is nothing but existent consciousness principle. Everything is sat and chit alone. So this is his understanding. Vasudevaha sarvamiti. Lord Krishna says, sa mahatma, such a person, saha mahatma, sudurlabha, very very difficult. Samahatma means such a great wise person, to see such a person very very rare. Sudurlabha means dukkhena labhyate, you cannot find anywhere such a person. Manushyanam sahasreshu madri. So Arjuna, very very difficult. This is the meaning of this shloka. With this Lord Krishna concludes, samsara nivritti upaya rupa bhakti is over. That means what? Jnani bhakti alone removes samsara anartha. Lord Krishna said, among four types of bhaktas, do you remember those four types of bhaktas? Artha bhakta, Artharthi bhakta, Jignasu bhakta, Jnani bhakta. So Artha Artharthi bhaktas are Udaraha eva. Udaraha means they are also noble people only. But Jnani bhakta is my dearest. My dearest one. Then he says, bhakti is the only solution to come out of samsara. What Lord Krishna want to say finally? In these shlokas, from 12th shloka onwards up to 19th shloka, bhakti is the only solution to come out of samsara problem. Samsara nivritti upayaha bhakti eva. That bhakti, four types of bhakti lo, among those types of bhakti is jnani bhakti is the superior, most bhakti. Artha bhakta and artharthi bhaktas are sakama bhaktas. Nishkama bhakti is the only jignasu bhakti. So jignasu bhakti or nishkama bhakti is the leading to jnanam. We have to understand. Be religious in artham. Somehow you be religious. So artha bhakta, artharthi bhakta, what they are doing actually? They are searching for security, happiness. What everyone wants, na? Security people desire, happiness people desire, permanence they desire, and everyone wants these are that peace, happiness, security. So artha, dharma, kama. So people seek money, wealth, and want to fulfill desires. They want to be secure in their life. Everyone wants, but they are tapping at the wrong door. They are tapping at the wrong door. What is that wrong door? They are worshipping the Lord to achieve all these finite things. They can never get happiness or security in finite things. They worship Lord in business bhakti. It is called business bhakti. With business bhakti, how one can get security? How one can get happiness, ananda? But people are struggling for peace, security, happiness. And they are asking for what? Finite things, which are all impermanent. They ask Bhagavan what? House, car, son, daughter, property, land, flat, plot, all are impermanent. And they want to seek security from all these impermanent things. House is not permanent, car is not permanent. Nothing is permanent except God. Nothing is permanent except God. But these artha artharthi bhaktas making use of God, permanent God, to get impermanent things. Are you getting the point? Artha artharthi bhaktas want to get security or happiness through impermanent things, to get impermanent things, they are worshipping permanent God. Impermanent things are possessions you get. Impermanent objects will give permanent security or impermanent security? Temporary security only they get. For temporary security, they are going towards whom? Permanent God. Why can't they ask that God itself? No? Oh God, I want you. You are permanent. Please give me that security which is permanent. Bhagavan says, nothing permanent other than me. So therefore, mature bhaktas, they seek only God, who is permanent. Another word we can say, dharma, artha, kama are all materialistic pleasures, impermanent, finite things. Dharma, artha, kama. And jignasu bhakta is one who is working for moksha. Third, fourth purushartha. In Kathopanishad language we can say, dharma, artha, kama comes under prayers. In Kathopanishad language, we can say moksha comes under shreyas. In religious angle, if you say, all materialistic worldly pleasures comes under dharma, artha, kama. All are temporary, finite, limited. What about this moksha, shreyas? They always work for the infinite God. I told you, in infinite, finite is included or not? In spelling also, infinite. When you write, finite included? So if you work for infinite, finite also you get. In finite, infinite is there. In 10, in the number 10, 9 is there, 8 is there, 5 is there, 6 is there. But in 5, there is no 8. In 8, there is no 9. But in 10, all numbers are there. Another example I will give you. What is the difference between infinite and finite? You write number 1, you put 0. How much that number? 10. You put another 0. Put another 0, 1000. Suppose without one number, you write 0. There is no one number. You put only 0, second 0, third 0, fourth 0. How much value? No value. Therefore, God infinite is like number 1. All finite things what you are asking is zeros like. They are all like zeros. Therefore we are all working for zeros. And all materialistic, artha, arthardhi bhaktas, crisis bhaktas. Crisis bhaktas and business bhaktas. This is a name we have given. Artha bhaktas are known as crisis bhaktas. Crisis bhaktas and dharima. Crisis irukkumbodhu they worship Bhagavan. Artharthi bhaktas are those bhaktas, business bhaktas. Illa Bhagavan kuda business panduva. Business anamata. Ellame business tha. So, artha artharthi bhaktas, both of them are either crisis bhaktas or business bhaktas, they are seeking security from impermanent, which are equal to zeros. So without God, that is moksha, shreyas, spiritual benefit, you are seeking for security, happiness, you are tapping at the wrong door. Through wrong ways you want to get security. Is it possible? Not possible. Therefore, Arjuna, may you become a nishkama bhakta. Sakama bhakti will not give you security. That is the meaning. Very rarely people ask for infinite. Infinite. One number you put, it increases thousands, lakhs and crores without God. All, everything other than God are finite only. Other than God, everything is finite. Therefore, you have to vote for what now? You have to vote for God, not for anything. If you vote for God and you seek God, everything comes. Don't seek everything using God. By using God, we are seeking everything, all temporary things. Unintelligent way of approach towards life. Unintelligent way of approach. So what? So what? If you seek security by impermanent things which is not available, your life is always under tension, anxiety, worry, fear, all sorts of problems galore continues. Devaya. Therefore, Arjuna, these are the people, four types of bhaktas. Very rarely, Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. What his knowledge? Vasudevaha Sarvamiti. Everything is Bhagavan only. Existent consciousness principle. That infinite God alone he worships, not finite gods. Next shloka we will read. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now he is going to talk about those artha artharthi bhaktas, their way of worship, how they worship Lord. Kamai stai stai hrita jnana. Prapadyante nya devatah. Tam tam niyamamasthaya. Prakritya niyata swayam. From 20th shloka onwards up to 26th shloka, Sakama Bhakti, Lord Krishna presenting. Bhakti is classified into two ways. Bhakti is classified into two ways. One is Sakama Bhakti, second one is Nishkama Bhakti. Up to 26th shloka, this is the Sakama Bhakti topic. From 27th, he is going to talk about Nishkama Bhakti. What is Sakama Bhakti? He says, Taihi apahruta chetasaha, kamaihi apahruta chetasaha, anyadevataha prapadyante. What do you mean by Sakama Bhakti and Nishkama Bhakti? First we have to understand. Sakama Bhakti means worshipping the Lord to get, to fulfill certain worldly achievements. I worship God to get success in my business or in my family or good health or to get some possessions. Therefore, this is called sakama, kamena saha. So, they have some desire, agenda. There is a motive behind when they are worshipping. In sankalpa itself, they keep, I want so and so, then I will come to you, I will give what? My diamond ring. This bhakta says, so I want to get this. To fulfill, if you fulfill me, I'll give you this diamond ring. So he wait and wait and wait. After few months, 1 year, whatever he wants, the desire is fulfilled. Then what he has to do? He has to give the ring to the Lord. So after 1 year, 2 years only, he has got the benefit, fulfillment. At the time of that oath, when he's taking, that ring value was only few thousands. After 2 years, the gold price has increased. The diamond price also has increased. This after 2 years, this Bhakta says, Bhagavan, when I promised you I'll give the ring, that time the value was only 50,000. Now the value is 75,000. Therefore, I will give you only 50,000. And he goes to the Balaji temple, he wants to put the 50,000 cash. When he is going to put the cash, the Ungaram also, he goes inside. Bhakta thinks I am smart. Bhagavan thinks, says, I am smarter than you. So because why I have to give 25,000 extra to Bhagavan? So I will give you the cash, not the ring. What bhakti is this bhakti? So, it will not come back. That's all. Gatam, gatam. The ungaram won't come back. 50,000 also gone? 75,000 also gone. Like that, this is called Sakama Bhakti. Sakama Bhakti is an example. Simple example. Okay. They want to fulfill their desires, this and that. And they vendidal, vendidal. Tamil word sollanumanna, vendidal. Ini idu pannina, appo elumichu pallam, and the coconut, so many coconut, so many elumichu pallam. They want to fulfill to the Lord. So that also after fulfilling only, not before. After fulfilling my desire only, I will give in return. They are called what? He says, they worship other devatas, anya devataha prapadyamte. So, the anya devata means they worship the other gods, finite gods. They do not know whom they are worshipping. God is one. God is one. We have 33 crore devatas, 33 crore. Devatas. In the 33 crore devatas, the gods also have some popularity. Okay. And the popularity. What they do, God is one, not knowing that, they say, my God is great. My Anjaneya is great. Which Anjaneya? Nanganallur Anjaneyar. Yesterday, one lady gave me her vadai. Enna vadai enna? இன்றைக்கி என்ன ஸ்பெஷல்னா, சுவாமினி, ஃப்ரம் பாஸ்ட் 20 days ஐ எம் புட்டிங் பொட்டு டு ஹனுமான். அந்த பொட்டு 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 வச்சுனதுக்கு அப்புறம் ஆஃப்டர் ஃபினிஷிங் ஹோல் ஹனுமானுக்கு பொட்டு 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 வாட் யூ ஹேவ் டு டூ வடமாலை போடணும். ஸோ புட்டிங் வடமாலை ஆஃப்டர் வை வடமாலைன்னா சில்ட்ரன் ஹேஸ் டு கெட் ஜாப் ப்ரமோஷன் திஸ் அண்ட் தேட். ஸோ வடமாலை அதில் வந்து எனக்கு ஒரு ஒன்று வடை. ஓகே, ஐ காட் டூ வடை பிரசாதம். So, the people do like that. எலுமிச்சப்பழம், வெத்தலை பார்க்க மாலை, திஸ் தட் என்றால் அந்தந்த தேவத்தைக்கு என்னென்ன வேணுமோ அதெல்லாம் பண்ணணும். ஏன் வேண்டுதல், வேண்டுதல். விநாயகரன்னு அவருக்கு கொடக்கட்டை பண்ணணும், அவருக்கு என்னென்ன பண்ணணும், டெய்லி புல்லு கொண்டு வந்து சில பேர் போடுவான், மாலை கட்டி அப்படியே போடுவான். ஸோ தே வாண்ட் டு புட் திஸ் அண்ட் தேட். While they are doing kamaihi taihi taihin, by those desires, taihi taihi means different desires, not one or two, for one's sake, for daughter's sake, for son's sake, for grandson's sake, and for other members of the family's sake, so many taihi taihi kamaihi, their mind is apahrita chetasaha. Hrita jnanaha, not apahrita chetasa, hrita jnanaha. They are lost, they have lost their discrimination. Hrita jnanaha means their mind, their intellect is stultified or short-sighted, an artham. Vaina, swaya prakritya, because of their own nature. Swaya prakritya means by their own nature. What do you mean by swaya prakritya? By their own raga and dvesha. By their own likes and dislikes. Because of likes and dislikes, by their swabhava, ಸ್ವಭಾವೇನ ಜನ್ಮಾಂತರ ಸ್ವಭಾವ, ನಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ವಭಾವ, ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಓನ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ವಭಾವ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಿಯತಾಹ, ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಸ್ವಭಾವ. ತಮ್ ತಮ್ ನಿಯಮಂ ಆಸ್ಥಾಯ, ತಮ್ ತಮ್ ನಿಯಮಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ನಿಯಮಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ. ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಗೋ ಟು ವಿನಾಯಕರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡು, ಕೊಡಕಟ್ಟೆ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡು, ನಾಟ್ ಮುರುಕು ಚೀಡೈ. ಓಕೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣರ್ಗಿಟ್ಟ ಪೊನ್ನ ಮುರುಕು ಚೀಡೈ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಸಾದಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದಂ, ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕಲರ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್, ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್. ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಇದುದಾ ಪಿಡಿಕೋ ಮನೆ ಅದಿದಾ ಕೂಟಿ ಎಡ್ತಿಟ್ಟು ಪೋಣು. ಸೊ ತಮ್ ತಮ್ ನಿಯಮ ಅನ್ನನರ್ಥಂ, ಅಂದಂದ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಎನ್ನೆನ್ನ ಪಿಡಿಕುಮೋ ಅಂದಂದ. ಸೊ ಗುರುವಾಯೂರಪ್ಪನನ್ನು ಅಂದ ವೆಲ್ಲಂ ಎಡ್ತಿಟ್ಟು ಪೋಯಿ ಅಂದ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್, ಅದೆನ್ನ ಪೇರು ತುಲಾಭಾರಂ. ಅವ್ರಿಗಿಟ್ಟ ಪೋನ ತುಲಾಭಾರಂ ಪಣ್ಣಣು. ಒರು ಒನ್ ಒನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ದೇ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಅನ್ನ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತಮ್ ತಮ್ ನಿಯಮಂ ಅನ್ನರ್ಥಂ. ಆಂಜನೇಯನ ಕಿಟ್ಟ போனன்னு இந்த வெண்ணெய் எல்லாம் எடுத்துட்டு போணும், வெண்ணெய் காப்பணும், தே வில் டேக் தே அப்ளை ஆர் வெத்தலைப்பாக்கு ஆர் வடமாலை, லைக் தட் ஒன் ஒன் காட், ஒன் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் பிரசாதம், ஒன் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் வஸ்திரம், ஒன் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் ஆபரணம், ஒன் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஃபிக்ஸ்டு ஃபார் தட் காட்ஸ். தே ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் ஐ திங்க் ஸோ. Bhagavan is not having, we are all creating like that. So tam tam niyamam asthaya, by following those niyamas governed by their swabhava, according to that dharma artha kama na taihi taihi kama, he means some people want to get punyam, some people want to go to swarga, or artha, some people want to get some type of wealth. Artha taihi taihi kamaihi, people person to person it differs. So they worship the Lord, they resort to the Lord. Then anya devataha they worship, they deities they worship, with these conditions they worship. So asthaya, by taking to, by resorting to, following those niyamas, they worship the lords. Who are they? Artha and Artharthi bhaktas, sakama bhaktas. These are the sakama bhaktas they worship. Then what? Then what I have to do? Arjuna, I have to give whatever they ask. They are coming to me with so much faith, they are coming to me. I have to fulfill their desires. Therefore, what I do? I'll fulfill their desires. How? Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah.
Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah.
Shraddhayarchitum icchati.
Shraddhayarchitum icchati.
Tasya tasya chalam shraddham. ತಾಮೇವ ವಿದಧಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಭಕ್ತಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿ ಆಫನ್ ಯೂಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಭಕ್ತಿ? ಇದರ ಸಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಆರ್ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ? ಭಕ್ತಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಆರ್ತ ಭಕ್ತ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಭಕ್ತಿ. Jnani Bhakta, of course, he is also having a bhakti. Bhakti means an attitude, a reverential attitude towards Lord. Two points are there in the bhakti. Reverential attitude towards Lord. Then, because of that reverence, what you do? You show an act of worship. Act of worship means this type of puja, this type of japa, this type of archana, this type of abhishekam. So an act of worship indicates your attitude, your reverence towards a God. This is called bhakti. Bhakti means what? Devotion. Devotion towards God. So your attitude, you have a lot of reverence, shraddha, that is called attitude. Because of shraddha, what do? You go to the temple and you do pradakshinam. And you put give prasadam or dakshina, something or other you do. This is an act of worship. Why you do? Because of your reverential attitude. Whole thing put together, bhakti. Simple, you can understand. Attitude and an act of worship put together, bhakti. That attitude, different levels. Okay? And act of worship also, varieties are there. All people are not worshipping God in the same manner. Not spending the same amount. Different amount they spend, different ways they put worship, and different attitudes they have. Which one is the best in her? Bhagavan says, whoever worship their personal God as infinite God is the best. That means personal God is symbolic. Personal God is a symbolic for infinite God. Personal Ishtadevata is I symbolize. Just as you symbolize the flag, you look at the flag, what comes in your mind? Tricolor flag, you look at it, what comes? It is a symbol. Flag is a symbol. Nation, country comes in your mind. Just as the flag symbolizes the entire country, similarly our Ishtadevata is a symbolic for infinite God. It's a very important idea we have to understand. God is one infinite God. Anantaya Namaha, the one who is all pervading. Achyutaya Namaha means never, Bhagavan never have what dissolution. The permanent entity is Bhagavan. Always there. Such infinite God, I am worshipping by giving one personal name. That is called Ishta Devata. So infinite God is like number one. All finite gods, Ishta Devatas, personal gods are like zeros. Okay, your Ishta Devata, when you are worshipping, what you have to do, that infinite God you are worshipping in this Ishta Devata. Symbolic. Personal God is a symbolic of infinite God. Just as the flag symbolizes the country. Flag is not country. Flag represents country. That is why Vinayaka is not ultimate Devata. Vinayaka represents the infinite God. Vinayaka cannot give wealth. Vinayaka only removes obstacles. Okay? Lakshmi, when you worship, Lakshmi cannot remove obstacles. Once you worship Lakshmi, what Lakshmi does? Lakshmi gives only money. Even Lakshmi cannot give knowledge. When you worship Saraswati, Saraswati can give what? Knowledge, not wealth. So Saraswati gives only wealth. Then you worship Hanuman, Buddhir Balam, Yashodhairyam, Nirbhayatvam. You want to come out of fear, you worship Hanuman. Hanuman cannot give knowledge, Hanuman cannot give wealth, Hanuman cannot remove obstacles. So Hanuman has got different field of something he has to give. So Lakshmi give one something and Saraswati give one thing and Vinayaka. Therefore they are finite. Vinayaka by himself is finite. because he cannot give wealth. Therefore, for wealth I have to go to another god, Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi cannot give knowledge, I have to go to another Anya Devata. If you go to Saraswati, you get only knowledge. Like that, 33 crores of devatas, you go to different states, they have their different. If you go to that North India, Srinathani, Chuluva, and one god, or Pandaripur, Vithal, 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 they say. So here Andhra you go, Balaji, Balaji, they say. So if you come to Tamil Nadu, Muruga, Muruga, Muruga. Like that, one type of obstacles or something you want. Vendudal, and the, you have to go there. Tam niyamamasthaya, they want to go to that. That means what? Each god is finite. Why? They fulfill only a limited. They give only limited. Either knowledge is there, wealth cannot be given by another god. Wealth can be given and knowledge is not there. Knowledge, wealth, both are there, na, they are not having. That's why different devatas, like this Kamadhenu Madhuri, and the shop, enna peru adu? Or shop, ellame kadikum. And enna solluva adukku peru? Departmental stores Madhuri. Departmental stores, Kamadhenu, all are available. Those days la moor market annu solluva and the moor market ku pona ellame kadikum ipo moor market illa so departmental stores everything is available. Our Hinduism is like a departmental stores. Our Hinduism, so many gods we have for so many things to get. Which god is great now, tell me? Which god is great? Therefore, understand properly, God is one, infinite. When you are worshipping your personal God, how you have to worship, you know? Vinayaka, when I am worshipping, I have to invoke infinite God in this Vinayaka form. This is a very important point you have to understand. When I am worshipping my personal God, suppose Vinayaka, I have to invoke the Paramatma, the infinite God in this Vinayaka. So then Vinayaka can give what? Not only removing obstacles. That infinite God whom I invoke in Vinayaka, not only removing obstacles, this Vinayaka can give wealth, this Vinayaka can give knowledge, this Vinayaka can give anything, whatever I want. Then similarly, suppose your Ishta Devata is Saraswati, you worship the infinite God in Saraswati, along with knowledge, you get health, you get wealth, you get everything if you invoke the infinite God in this finite name and form. Idu purinjuk vendamo? Purinjukanum. This is what Shastra says. If you go to only Saraswati, particular Saraswati, finite God, you get only knowledge, no money. A poor person with full of knowledge, but a rich person without knowledge. Therefore, invoke the infinite God in this form. Bhagavan says, people think when their desires are fulfilled, they think from their personal God only they are getting. Really speaking, personal gods are not capable of giving what they want. Then who gives? I, the infinite God, gives and fulfill their desires through their personal God, Bhagavan says. I, the infinite God, omniscient, powerful, sarva shaktiman, infinite God, I am only giving through their personal God, but they think what? My Ishta Devata has fulfilled my desires, they think. That is not true, Arjuna. Because they are worshipping that Ishta Devata, therefore I increase their Shraddha and I fulfill their desires. And they propagate to others also, I get a lot of crowd also. who says, look into the shloka, yo yam yam na, yo na, yaha yaha, whoever, yam yam, yedi yedai na, with expecting what are all they are coming to me, whoever comes, and whichever devotee, yaha yaha means whichever devotee, artha bhaktanahattam, artharthi bhaktanahattam, any bhakta for that matter, sakama bhakta, yaha yaha, bhaktaha, whichever devotee, ichyati, desires, shraddhaya architum ichyati, yam yam tanum, yam yam tanum means in that particular form. My Ishta Devata, my Kula Daivam, my favorite God. Yam Yam Tanum, Tanum means form of the Lord. Yam Yam means according to their liking. According to their liking. Some of them are Krishna Bhaktas, some of them are Rama Bhaktas, some of them are Guru Vairappa Bhaktas, some of them are Ayyappa Bhaktas, some of them are Shakti Devi Bhaktas, some of them are other gods, bhakta, Shiva bhaktas, Vishnu bhaktas, so many. In such a form they worship. Yam yam tanum shraddhaya architum. Every day they go to temple, that temple. Regularly they go and regularly they offer yam yam tanum. In whichever form, whichever ishta devata they worship. Shraddhaya archuti ichyati tasya tasya. To such a bhakta, andanda bhakta nikhena artham, tasya tasya means to all those bhaktas, ishta devata bhaktas, tasya tasya, achalam vidadhami means I stabilize, vidadhami means I stabilize their bhakti, means what, that shraddha I stabilize in them. How bhakti can be stabilized in them? By fulfilling whatever they want. Ah, Patya, 40 days I went and did pradarshana. Appadi surrender aayitar Bhagavan enakkanna. Enna? Na ninachidhu nadandhadu appadi dhaan. I want to get promotion. Vandach. I want to get job so and so place. I got it. I want to get a seat for my son so and so place. I got it. I want this, that and all. I have fulfilled. Enna. How? Bhagavan says, I have fulfilled, otherwise next time you will not come to my temple at all. Therefore, achalam vidadhami, without shaking their bhakti, I fulfill whatever they want. Then what? This person goes and tells to other people, crowd comes next. That's why Bhagavan is also having some prarabdha, I think. Some time. Or a time, every crowd come, nariya panam varu. After some time, no, nobody will be there in that temple. Like that, one temple, even Swamiji's also, they get heavy crowd. Suppose one desire is fulfilled if I go to that, Swami, this your desire is fulfilled, na, heavy crowd will come next time. Vedanta mokshana yaar varamata. If you get house, plot, flat, son, daughter, or good health, na, people, heavy crowd will come. Who will come for moksha? Naturally, Vedanta classes are always less number. Where is heavy crowd? Wherever the desires are fulfilled, people go there. Who is giving that? Paramatma, infinite God alone. Fulfilling those desires to stabilize their bhakti. So that slowly they come to Jnani Bhakti. They are asking for what? All worldly pleasures. Arjuna, I have to fulfill. That's what Lord Krishna says. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha. Whichever bhakta worship in whichever form, their ishta devata. Now tell me, can you say, my God is great, which God is great now? Bhagavan says, in their form, that means in which form they are worshipping, in that form I go and sit behind and I bless whatever they want, they will get it. tam tam niyamam asthayan. They have done puja with lot of shraddha. By following niyamas, I fulfill their desires. Tasya tasya achalam shraddham. Tam eva vidadhami. Tam eva na, to such a person exactly it goes. That phalam they will get. That's why their shraddha will increase. Their shraddha will increase and more they offer to me and more I'll fulfill their desires. After some time I expect them, they will ask for moksha. That's why I fulfill. Otherwise they will become nastikas. If I won't fulfill their desires, slowly they will become nastikas. Therefore I want to retain them as astikas. I want to retain their sakama bhakti. Slowly I want to bring them to nishkama bhakti. Then slowly they have to mature. Then slowly they have to come to what? Jignasu bhakti, jnani bhakti. One day they will ask for me, ultimate God. They will ask for me. Now they are not asking for me. They are asking for what? Plot, flat, car, house, putra, putri, health. They are asking. I fulfill them. Like parents give balloons. When children ask, balloon, how much time it will stay? Few hours. Balloon goes. Afterwards, burst. But parents gives. Slowly the child has to grow out of balloons. Out of all these petty things the child has to grow out. Parents are giving or not? Parents are happily buying and giving. Otherwise child will become what? Child will become totally sick because parents are not giving anything. Child will not grow in a healthy way. So the child grows and appa ni onnu kuduka venda appa nane unakku kudukuren ennu solluva konja naalukku apparam and the time varuku enna pannana appa kuduthinde irukano nee onnu kudukada appa ipo enakku venda annu sollanum adu varuku parents have to give adu maadhiri namakku kuda bhagavan kuduthinde irpar ethanal until we say bhagavan I don't want anything. Then what do you want? I don't want anything. Then what do you want? I don't want anything. Anna. Why you don't want anything? I have no desires. Why you don't want have desires? I am happy with myself. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. What can you give? I am not lacking anything. Appa, ninga onnu kudukka venda. Enakitta nariya panam irukkana. Adu maadhiri, I am Atma Swarupam. I am not lacking anything. I am Purnaha. I am Purnaha, complete. Until we get that, Bhagavan fulfills our desires. Bhagavan says, I fulfill those desires, okay, but your happiness and security is always not steady. You won't feel totally happy. You are not Purnaha. As long as I give these materialistic benefits, you won't feel completely happy. That's why if you are completely happy, you will never come to moksha. That's why Bhagavan, Dharma Artha Kamala, finite vichitar, Moksha Matra infinite vichitar. Parma. Moksha Angra the infinite. Dharma Artha Kama on the finite. So in the finite, you have to transcend, come to infinite. Clear? So whatever form they worship, whatever puja they do, and for what purpose they do, I fulfill their desires. I fulfill their prayers for what they are doing. That Shraddha I increase in them. Then next shloka, we will read shloka number 22.
Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktah.
Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktah.
தஸ்யாராதனமீஹதே லபதே ச ததஹ் காமான் மயைவ விஹிதான் ஹிதான்.
தயா ஸ்ரத்தயா யுக்தா, த வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் தே ஆஃபர் டு கெட் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் வேர்ல்ட்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் தே ஆஃபர் டு மீ அர்ஜுனா டு கெட் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் இன் த வேர்ல்டு. ஸோ தே வாண்ட் டு ப்ளீஸ் மீ, ஐ ஆம் ப்ளீஸ்டு வித் தேர் பக்தி அண்ட் ஐ ப்ளீஸ் தெம் ஆல்சோ, பகவான் சேஸ். Otherwise, how can crowd goes to the temple? See that in the temple, how much crowd? So people are all telling, I went that to the temple, I went it down, nadandadhu, in the temple ku pona, idhukaga venditta, idhu nadandadhu, adhu nadandadhu nu sollindirkan. Eppadi enna? Bhagavan solraru, taya shraddhaya yuktaha, with that faith. Now, which he is endowed with that validated faith, nambinal keduvadillai enna nambi, all the way he has come to me and following so many days vratam and nishtha niyama he has followed and he has come all the way to me, then what I have to give? I have to give something to that person, whatever he has asked, little I give and I give some chitta shuddhi also. Bhagavan provides. Saha ihate, with that shraddha, ihate means he engages, he performs, he loves to do that puja, he loves to do that aradhana, he loves to do that archana. And the market la irukra poo illa vaangi palam illa vaangi andukaga prasadam panni enenamo varieties varieties ah pannuvaan illaya, adella panni bhagavanukku enamo pandrom paarunga, டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வெரைட்டிஸ் அந்தந்த பூஜை வந்து அந்தந்த டைமுக்கு அது பண்ணணும். ஸோ ஈஹத்தை மீன்ஸ் எங்கேஜஸ் இன் ராதனம், தஸ்யாக ராதனம் மீன்ஸ் தஸ்ய தேவதாயாக ஆராதனம், டு சச் காட், ஃபர் தட் லார்ட் ஸ்பெஷல் அகேஷன் கம்ஸ், விநாயகர் பக்த விநாயக சவிதி கம்ஸ், ஹீ டஸ் இன் ஏ கிரேட் மேனர். A Saraswati Bhakta, I mean Vijayadashmi comes, Saraswati Puja day, he does in a great manner. Lakshmi Bhakta, he doesn't, Deepavali comes, Lakshmi Puja day, he does in a great manner. Like that, and then the particular God, one occasion comes, Rama Bhakta on Rama's Navami day, he does in a great manner. Krishna Bhakta does in a great manner on Krishna Ashtami day. Shakti Devi Bhakta in Vijayadashmi days. Like that, people are all busy in doing, engaging with Shraddha and Bhakti, they are doing Aradhanam. Radhanam Ihate, Aradhanam, worshipping of that form, Ishta Devata, they are worshipping, Tataha Labhate, from that he attains. From that means what? From that Ishta Devata only they get. Because the Bhakta thinks, what? This Bhagavan only giving, because I have done Archana to Vinayaka, Vinayaka only giving. Suppose I am a Krishna Bhakta, I am doing Krishna only, so Krishna only giving. எல்லாம் அந்த கிருஷ்ண பகவான் தான் கொடுக்குறார் சுவாமினி எனக்கு. இன்னொரு பக்தா என்ன சொல்லுவார், எல்லாம் அந்த ராமர் தான் கொடுக்குறாரு. என்ன எக்ஸாம்பிள்னா மீராபாய், இங்கே இருக்கு தியாகராஜா. தியாகராஜா சேஸ், எவ்ரி திங் ராமமயம், ராமா ஓன்லி கிவிங் எவ்ரி திங் டு மீ என்னார். மீராபாய் சேஸ் ஓன்லி கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கிவிங் எவ்ரி திங் டு மீ. ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா வர்ஷிப்டு பை மீராபாய், கிருஷ்ணா தாட் எவ்ரி திங் கமிங் த்ரூ மீரா. தியாகராஜா தாட் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கமிங் த்ரூ ராமா ஓன்லி. லைக் தட் இஸ் ஒன் பக்தா திங்ஸ் லைக் தட், தென் இட் இஸ் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் கிருஷ்ணா ஆர் ராம. ஹவு மெனி காட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? தட் இஸ் வை யூ தி ஹிந்து பீப்புள் ஆர் கன்ஃபியூஸ்டு அண்ட் கன்ஃபியூஸ் ஆயத்தி. கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கிரேட் ஆர் ராமா இஸ் கிரேட்? டெல் மீ நவ். மீரா வர்ஷிப்டு கிருஷ்ணா, ஆண்டாள் வர்ஷிப்டு ஹூம்? நாராயணா. Narayana is great. Who is great? Narayana is great, or Rama is great, or Krishna is great. இன்னொருத்தர் வருவா, கொச்சு குருவா இவரப்பா கிரேட் அன்வாரா, அவர் கிரேட்டா? இல்லை இல்லை, கொச்சு குருவா இருப்பா, அவளை நீளமாக வேண்டாம், அப்பா ஐயப்பா தான் கிரேட் அண்ணா. இதெல்லாம் வேண்டாம், ஆஞ்சநேயர் தான் ஃபஸ்ட்டு பெஸ்ட்டுன்னா, விச் காட் இஸ் கிரேட். வைஷ்ணவாஸ் சேஸ் விஷ்ணு எலோன் இஸ் கிரேட். சைவேட்ஸ் சேஸ் சிவா எலோன் இஸ் கிரேட். சக்தி தேவி பக்தாசால் சேஸ் சிவன் கிடையாது, விஷ்ணுவே கிடையாது, சக்தி இல்லைன்னா அவங்க என்ன இருக்குன்னா, சிவசக்தியா யுக்தோ அனு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் சொல்லிவிடுவான். ஸோ சக்தி இல்லைன்னா அவர் என்ன பண்ணுவா, சிவனேன்னு இருக்க வேண்டியதுதான்ண்ணா. அது மாதிரி சக்தி இல்லைன்னா ஒன்றுமே இல்லைன்னு சொல்லுவேன். விச் காட் இஸ் கிரேட். தட்ஸ் வை வி தி ஹிந்துஸ் ப்ராப்பர்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ கெனாட் சஸ்டெயின் திஸ் ஹிந்து ரிலிஜியன். வி ஆர் ஆல் ரியலி டோட்டலி பிளைண்ட் அபவுட் அவர் ரிலிஜியன். Sheer ignorance, no? Which God is great? Vishnu is great, or Shiva is great, or Shakti is great, no? How can you answer? Bhagavan says, God is one in Shiva form, Vishnu form. When you do Rudra Abhishekam, Shiva, Archana, Abhishekam, infinite God is invoked in Shiva form. Shiva Puranam, if you read, Shiva is great. When you read Vishnu Puranam, Vishnu is great. When you read Devi Puranam, Devi is great. Ultimate. In Shiva Puranam, Shiva is ultimate. Vishnu Puranam, Vishnu is ultimate. Devi Puranam says Devi is ultimate. Now tell me, who is ultimate? Ultimate anna onnu thane, last kadasi ena artham. Okay, kadasi ena. சிவபுராணத்துக்கு போனால் சிவன் தான் கடைசின்னு சொல்கிறான், விஷ்ணு புராணத்துக்கு போனால் விஷ்ணு தான் கடைசின்னு சொல்கிறான், தேவி புராணத்துக்கு போனால் தேவி தான் கடைசின்னு. இப்போ யார் கடைசின்னு, அல்டிமேட். இதெல்லாம் கேட்குறதுக்குள்ள நமக்கு பசி தாகம் வந்துடும், தூக்கம் வந்துடும். சிவபுராணா சேஸ் சிவா இஸ் கிரேட். இட் மீன்ஸ் the personal Shiva God invoked as the infinite Parameshwara. Shiva is great means the Paramatma infinite God in Shiva form is the ultimate. Ultimate is only one. Again, when we, the same ultimate infinite God, when Vishnu Purana, when they are reading infinite Paramatma one, who is worshipped in Vishnu form, is the ultimate. Vishnu is not ultimate. Infinite Paramatma in Vishnu form is ultimate. Infinite Paramatma in Shiva form is ultimate. Forms may differ. Ultimate infinite Paramatma is one. Infinite Paramatma in Shakti form, Devi form, is ultimate. That's why Devi Puranam says like that, Vishnu Puranam says like that, Shiva Puranam says like what it means. And these are only forms we are worshipping. Forms may differ. Spirit behind that forms, one. Who is that spirit? Form. Paramatma, ultimate God. Understand. Therefore, which God is great now? There are no many gods now we have. We don't have many gods. We have many forms. One God in many forms. Now, can you say which God is great? Can you talk about like that? Which God is great? Nade question e varakudadu. God is only one in many forms. So forms can never be great. Forms are only given names, given or shape according to my ishtam. That is called ishta devata. According to my ishtam. That is why ishta devata is worshipped not as great or superior. Ishta devata is a symbol. Understand please. Tough to understand, பட் யூ ஹாவ் டு மேனேஜ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இல்லைன்னா கன்ஃபியூஷன் தான் லைஃப் லாங். யூ ஆர் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட் அண்ட் யூ ஆர் கன்ஃபியூசிங் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன். தேர் ஃபோர் மை இஷ்ட தேவதா இஸ் எ சிம்பல், சிம்பாலிக் ஆஃப் வாட், தட் அல்டிமேட் இன்ஃபினிட் காட். தெர் ஆர் நோ மெனி காட்ஸ். இஃப் எனி ஒன் ஆஸ்க்ஸ் யூ இன் ஹிந்துயிசம் யூ ஹாவ் மெனி காட்ஸ், யூ ஆர் ஆல் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட், யூ ஆர் வர்ஷிப்பிங் மெனி காட்ஸ், யூ ஆர் டூயிங் மெனி வேஸ் ஆஃப் வர்ஷிப், பூஜை அண்ட் ஆல், திஸ் காடுக்கு அது கொடுக்குறாள், இந்த காடுக்கு இது கொடுக்குறாள், எல்லா பைத்தியம். ஒரு ஆஞ்சநேயருக்கு இத்தனை டெம்பிள்ஸ், அந்த ஆஞ்சநேயரே உட்கார்ந்திருப்பார், இந்த ஆஞ்சநேயர் நிலந்திருப்பார், அந்த ஆஞ்சநேயர் ஓடிண்டிருப்பார், இந்த ஆஞ்சநேயர் இந்த காட் ஏமோ படுத்துட்டிருப்பார், அந்த காட் ஏமோ நிலந்திருப்பார், என்ன இந்த காட் என்ன. இஃப் எனி ஒன் டாக்ஸ் லைக் தட், வாட் டு யூ சே? ஆர் யூ ஹேவிங் ஆன்சர்? Are you having answer? You must have the answer. What answer? Yes. As many people, as many likes, their liking, we have many forms, so many names. Because I want everything to be fulfilled in without any obstacles, I call the infinite God, I give the name Vinayaka. We want knowledge, I want call the infinite, I give the Saraswati name. We want wealth, I call that infinite in Lakshmi form. Even I want skin glamour also, I want another call, another God and worship in another form. Whatever way I want, I call one God in different forms. Pashukamas chinvita, so many things in Rudram we call sumnam, chamakam, I want this, that and all. Only one God. Understand, we don't have many gods. That's what Lord says. Saha taya shraddhaya yuktaha tasya aradhana mihate labhate cha tatah kaman. That kamas means the desires labhate are fulfilled. Given by whom? Your kochu guru ayurappa or Vinayaka or Saraswati or Lakshmi? Given by the infinite God through this form. Water is coming from the tank through different pipes. Water coming by through the pipe or tank, really? In the example, we have to take a look at it. Or electrical wires also. Water pipes we take. Water is coming through so many pipes. Kitchen la var pipe is there, bathroom la var pipe is there, sink dining hall la var pipe is there, garden la var pipe is there. So many pipes are there. Water is coming. How much water I want to use for kitchen purpose, kitchen water I use for kitchen purpose. Bathroom water, pipe water for bathroom, bathing purpose. Garden pipe for gardening and watering the plants, I use that water. Water coming from where? Overhead tank. Can you worship that? You talk that pipe, you are so great. Bathroom pipe is not great, you are great. And kitchen pipe great or bathroom pipe great or garden pipe great or washing basin pipe is great. Tell me which pipe is great? No, none of the pipes are great. Only overhead tank is great. Through overhead tank only water is coming from all, through all pipes. But you are operating what? Each pipe, wherever you are. But you, for you, importance is what? Pipe only kannukku theriyaradu. Ange overhead tank la illa thanni illana enna varum? Inga kaathu mannu da varum. Adhu maadhiri overhead tank to be filled anna. Idhu endu empty aagum, corporation water varala anna. Adhu problem kediyadu. Namma God is infinite God, always unobstructed power supply madri, unobstructed water supply madri, unobstructed what? Desires fulfill supply. That is our Bhagavan. Therefore understand, Hinduism is so great, so great. If you don't understand, we are the most unfortunate people. You are born as a Hindu is a great punya, greatest punya. First you recognize that. For that you have to understand what is Hinduism. Who are all Hindu gods? There are no many gods. One infinite God in different forms. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், விச் காட் இஸ் கிரேட். அரே விச் காடா, இருக்கிறது ஒரே காட், எப்படி சொல்ல முடியும் இந்த காடு கிரேட் அந்த காட் கிரேட்டுன்னு? அந்த வார்த்தையே வரக்கூடாது. இந்த மெசேஜ் நீங்கள் என்ன பண்ணணும், ஒரு வாரத்துக்குள்ளே ஒரு 100 பேருக்காவது சொல்லணும். வாட் எவர் யூ ஹவ் ரிசீவ்ட் திஸ் மெசேஜ், யூ ஹாவ் டு கம்யூனிகேட் டு மெனி மெனி பீப்பிள். யூ ஹாவ் டு ப்ராபகேட் ஹிந்துவிசம், த கிரேட்னஸ், தென் யூ ஆர் ஏ ரியல் ஹிந்து. அதர்வைஸ் பகவான் என்ன பண்ணுவார்? ஒன்றும் பண்ண மாட்டார், பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பார். இவனுக்கு எப்போதா ஞானம் வருமோ எதிர்பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பார். பி எ ட்ரூ ரியல் ஹிந்து, எ ரியல் பக்தா, தேர்ஃபார் நெவர் பிரிங் டவுன் பகவான். ஓகே, நெவர் சே பகவான் ஹூச் காட் இஸ் கிரேட்டுன்னா, ரியலி வி ஆர் கமிட்டிங் எ கிரேட் இன்ஜஸ்டிஸ் டு த லார்ட். நெவர் டூ தேட், டூ ஜஸ்டிஸ் டு யுவர் பக்தி. Be a true bhakta. I hope I have communicated something to you. You are carrying something in your mind. I hope you can pass on to something to the people. Otherwise, all religions will come and attack Hinduism. Understand? They attack Hinduism and they destroy Hinduism. Which Hinduism is the only source for moksha jnanam. Please work for that. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.